Shabbat Shalom. What is the center of life? Action or contemplation? Is life primarily about the deeds we do, the achievements we accomplish, the influence we have? Or is life primarily about understanding, personal fulfillment, knowledge, information, wisdom? Is happiness about accumulating things, money, property, degrees, accomplishments, recognitions? Or is happiness more about self-containment, emotional and intellectual balance, what the Talmud calls understanding how one thing follows another? Who is happier, the one who has a large bank account and a big house, or the one who has a large moral account and a big heart? Religion asks similar questions. What is the center of religion? Ritual observance or deeds? What is more important to religion, what we call today spirituality, a direct relationship with God, or what Abraham Joshua Heschel called praying with our feet, a direct relationship with the community and social repair? Both approaches have existed in Judaism for millennia, and both are applied in this week's Torah portion, Parashat Shmini, in the book of Leviticus. We read about this strange episode concerning the sons of Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu. They were the ritual leaders of the community, the priests, the guardians of the sacrificial offerings. The Bible describes how they offered up a sacrifice to God. But instead of accepting the offering, God rejects it and sends fire from the heavens that consumed both Nadav and Avihu, and they died at that very spot. The Bible tells us that God considers the fire they had lit to be Esh Zara, an alien fire, a strange fire. Now, it's not clear what Nadav and Avihu did wrong. Jewish commentary has tried to figure this out for centuries, for millennia. Two giants of the rabbinic tradition, Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva, disagreed on what the sons of Aaron did wrong and why they were punished. Rabbi Ishmael believed that Nadav and Avihu were excessive in their fervor, in their love, and in their zeal for God. They put too much emphasis on ritual. Rabbi Ishmael believed that the highest expression of God is action, not ritual. Excessive enthusiasm for ritual is what doomed Nadav and Avihu. It created a frenzy of ritual passion that caused them to stray from God's intention and to offer a sacrifice that God had not commanded, an alien fire. It would be as if today, rather than simply reciting the Shema, we would add so much additional material that it would have no relevance whatsoever, and we would completely forget the original purpose and the function of the Shema. It's not what God asked. God asked to say the Shema. Rabbi Ishmael would say, better to act in a manner that is befitting of the one and true God than to recite page after page of prayers that assert monotheism. According to Rabbi Ishmael, God is too distant to love in a human sense. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your might, with all your being, and with all your heart and soul means deeds, according to Rabbi Ishmael. Ishmael wasn't against prayer. He was simply pointing out that deeds were more important in religion. Rabbi Akiva disagreed. He felt that life's task is all about getting as close as possible to God, and the way that we do it is through worship, prayer, ritual, and study. Akiva wasn't against good deeds. He was simply pointing out that human beings can approach God in a spiritual sense, and the more spirituality, the better. According to Akiva, "Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha," and you shall love the Eternal your God, means loving God in the most human way possible. As the psalmist wrote, "Our cup runneth over with love." Therefore, according to Akiva, the sin of Nadav and Avihu was not their excessive ritual. As Rabbi Ishmael believed, there is no limit to the amount of ritual that an individual can do, according to Akiva. Rather, said Akiva, Nadav and Avihu simply made a mistake. They failed to consult their father, Aaron, who was the high priest, and their uncle, Moses, about the details of the offering, and thus offered Esh Zara, alien fire, on the altar of the sacrifice, not Jewish fire. It would be as if today, a Jew, whilst reciting the Shema, would cross himself, whether by design or erroneously. Either way, it would still be an alien offering, not a Jewish offering. So what do you think? Is what we call today spirituality the most important dynamic in religion? Or are deeds the most important? Is it more important to spend our time in the pursuit of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding? Or should we spend our time in the performance of meaningful deeds? Should we spend more time upstairs in the sanctuary or downstairs in the shelter? We have a tendency today to say that deeds are more important. That's what you expect me to say, right? That's what you always heard rabbis say, especially the rabbis who have occupied this pulpit. Much of Jewish tradition from antiquity to our very days makes the same point. But I think that this approach has become much too easy today. It is ever so soothing to convince ourselves that if we donate money and time to worthy causes, that we have done what Judaism requires of us. It's like a balm for us. We might not observe too much, we might not study too much, we might not do too much ritual. We don't do too much Judaism, but we do the essence of Judaism, right? We care about the world, and isn't that what the God, who I am not sure I believe in, wants? Can I level with you? Don't let yourselves off too easily. Don't cut yourselves so much slack. There's nothing in Judaism that exempts us from home and communal observance, ritual, study, and worship. For most of Jewish history, these were simply assumed. With so much emphasis on prayer and Torah study, Jews throughout history needed constant reminders that we exist in the first place to be a blessing to humanity. This is why the tradition emphasizes over and over again, woe to a person who has studied a lot of Torah but is a miserable human being. Better that that person not study Torah at all. With so much emphasis on Jewish particularity and our obligations to fellow Jews, in Jewish tradition, we needed constant reminders that we have obligations to the world as well, which is why Judaism reminded us about Tikkun Olam, repairing the world at large. But you know what? Today, we need to ask ourselves, has the Jewish fire gone out? Are we bringing Esh Zara, alien fire, to the altar of humanity? You don't have to be a good, you don't have to be a Jew to be a good person. There are plenty of great people who are not Jewish. I've met some of them. You don't have to be Jewish to give money to a library, a hospital, a theater, or a museum. Plenty of others do that. Since we're about to complete Passover, you don't have to be Jewish to be against slavery and for freedom. Lots of people believe that. What is the Jewish fire that we bring today? In constantly reminding us of our obligations to humanity, our tradition in no way intended to convey that our obligations to Judaism don't matter. In constantly reminding us that deeds are important. The tradition in no way intended to convey that prayer is unimportant and that study is irrelevant and that observance is obsolete. Today, actually, for our lot, liberal Jews, we need to be reminded more about the need for study and ritual because we do less of it. We need to be reminded more about the obligations to fellow Jews because we care less for it. You know, I've even had people tell me, people who could draw their lineage from here back to the Kohanim, the priests, in the temple in Jerusalem, in the Parsha of Leviticus, Shmini. I've had people who have even said to me, none of my grandchildren are Jewish, but I consider them Jewish anyway, because they embrace the Jewish values of being good and ethical human beings. Friends, you in whom I have devoted so much energy in my life in the last 8 years, you need to hear the truth from me. And then you can reject it as much as you want. And the truth is, for Judaism to survive, we need Jews. Jewish values are dependent on Jewish people. And the implantation of Jewish values comes through study, observance, ritual. First, not deeds that save the world. Get that? Since you don't hear that all too often, even from your rabbis, I'm going to tell you again. Jewish deeds come only after, not before, but after we understand why the deed is Jewish in the first place. We feed the hungry not only because Aristotle thought that poverty is the parent of revolution, not only because John Stuart Mill believed that helping the poor is the utilitarian thing to do, not only because Rousseau believed that poverty violated the social contract, not only because John Locke believed that all individuals have natural rights to property, not only because Adam Smith believed that poverty diminishes the wealth of nations, not only because Immanuel Kant believed that poverty is a great temptation to vice, not only because Charles Darwin believed that poverty is not part of the natural evolution of the human species, not only because Jean-Paul Sartre believed that addressing hunger is the reasonable thing to do, but we feed the hungry because Jews were commanded to be holy. You shall be holy, for I, the Eternal, your God, am holy. Feed the hungry. Don't take the synagogue out of the shelter. Don't take the sanctity out of the moral. Don't take Judaism out of Jewishness. Don't take God out of religion, and don't take ritual out of God.